All right, boys and girls, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you're all doing very well. I'm Henrik. It's good to be back with you. Red Ice TV, redicemembers.com. And boy, do we have a show for you guys here today, tonight, whenever you're joining us. Of course, we'll go live at 5 p.m. Eastern. This is 11 p.m. Central European time, or 2300 hours, whatever you prefer. On Wednesdays, we do No Go Zone. And then on Fridays, we do Flashback Friday, same time. Sundays, we do Weekend Warrior, usually record it during the afternoon, Eastern time, and that usually is up late evening Sunday, or possibly earlier Monday, depending on how long the editing takes. And there, in between there, we do interviews, we do shorter videos, actually I have a number of green screens that we're going to squeeze out here the next couple of days that Lana has made, so those waiting in the pipeline. It's a lot of good stuff coming up, but yeah, it's good to be back with you guys. We covered, of course, the riots, the protests, the anti-white hate riots that it's turned out to be in many cities and many areas. It started Friday, I think it was last Flashback Friday, and I think it had only happened, was it Thursday before that, or a day or two? Then, of course, over the weekend, we covered as much as we could, squeezing it into Weekend Warrior, the latest show that we did there. So definitely check that out, too. Just this idea of how they were trying to spin it into like a white supremacists behind it. That's what's happening. It's white supremacists that are doing all these things, which is kind of interesting. And then, of course, the narrative has kind of shifted back and forth and stuff like that. But we're basically going to do a little bit of an update for you guys today. We're going to go through some of the latest. You might have seen some of this footage. You might not have. And then we're going to kind of dive into this idea that this is now spreading to any country that has a population that is of European descent. That was founded by Europeans, a Western nation, if you prefer that. And, of course, also a country then that has a substantial, at least, immigrant population, both from, sub-Saharan Africa, but also from, the Middle East, or even India, or even, if they're mestizo, like in America and stuff like that. It's across the board, and it's turning into essentially an anti-white movement of submission. We'll look at some clips for that too. I mean, it's in England, it's in Holland. So footage today from Amsterdam, Sweden, Sweden too. It's like, yeah, it's a long troubled history with them African slaves. And again, I'm not that's not to cast shadow on like America and what their situation, which is somewhat unique in if you compare it to other European countries, but. You can't even compare that, right? You can't even, but it doesn't matter, because this thing is not about, it's not about George Floyd, it's not about slavery or reparation, it's an anti-white movement. It's being used against a white society. It's being targeting cops, because that's seen as a expression of this white supremacy. It's law and order, that's like a white man's thing, and all these things need to be dismantled. The monopoly on violence that the state has should be dismantled in favor of having these people who now riot, that they should have monopoly violence. And that's, of course, turned out to happen in some areas as well. All right. Lots to go through. Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you to everyone joining us over on DLive. We go out as well to Twitter, at Red Ice TV or Periscope, if you so prefer. We also go up on VK, and actually, that reminds me, I should just actually embed this real quick. I totally forgot. I got to embed the player on the Red Ice TV side. Why don't we do this? Let's start out with this little compilation made by Arminius, actually, which is pretty good. Let's check this out here. A couple of minutes of good stuff. Here we go.
Bro, they bad as fuck, bro.
Today, this country is built for white people, by white people, and no matter how much we fuck shit up, it ain't never gonna change, dog.
Come on, come on.
All right, there we go. Yeah, good little summary there of some of the stuff that we've seen, of course, going out here over the weekend. Absolutely incredible lawlessness. I'll dump a link to that. It's Arminius that did the video. I saw someone asking. Very good, well made. I just said hi to him over DMs on Twitter before we went live. He shared with me a thread. We might see if we can return back to some of his footage as well. I actually have quite a few of them we're going to look at again here today, just to kind of sort out what happened. And it's not always just monolithically like you know, blacks beating up whites. Sometimes there's other Antifa whites and stuff that's joining in on that, and it's never, you know, completely 100%. But the majority of the things we've seen has been directed in that direction. And can you imagine if the roles would have been reversed on this, right? I mean, they tried to blame white supremacy initially, and that didn't really work out. And, you know, now I don't know what they're doing. Now it's just, actually, it's justified, right? COVID out the window, doesn't matter. Social distancing, you know, what? Who cares, right? Who cares? This is more important. It's really incredible, the stuff that we've seen the last couple of days, to be honest, the last week, really. And it's ironically, it's always that projection and reversal situation that, you know, after George Floyd, which of course is, you know, again, it's always more nuanced than they tell us. It's always more to the story, right? They did the autopsy and he had, I forget all the things now, but he did have drugs in his system. He had things which would, of course, not help his situation. The police are actually trained to do what he did. Supposedly he resisted arrest initially. And they're trained to put their, you know, knee on the neck of people and stuff. That to the side is still, it's not right. You know, it's like, it doesn't justify that by any means. But at the same time, there's always more. It's never just completely clean cut, like clear cut. And that's all it is, right? So some of that stuff had been coming out. That's why the, was it the autopsy report or the coroner, or I forget who said initially that it might not be justified, you know, the accusations or the prosecution in what they wanted. So we'll see what happens on that front. And can you imagine also if David Chauvin, I think that's his name, the police officer, if he is acquitted from this? Can you imagine what happens then? It will be hand-rubbing time for elites, because this thing is going to explode, I think, in a way that we've never seen before. I still think there's a lot of evidence to support this idea that this is being used as another crisis. It's an ongoing coup of sorts internally. A lot of forces high up, high up, that are Antifa supporters. They will get these people off. There's a lot of celebrities and elites that are pouring in money, you know, to get these people out, bail money and so forth, when they've done some of the kind of stuff we saw in the video. So this has just been incredible. So I think they'll take advantage of it further. They want something really big. It already is big, but they want something really big to come out of this, right? Anyway, let me do a couple of these on DLive here real quick, ladies and gentlemen, before we dive into it. A lot of things to go through, so I should just try to move. I always have a tendency to add in too much. I want to cover too many things, so many things has happened, so I'll do the best I can to just maybe quickly just to skim through some of this stuff so you can get an idea. Give you guys a good update. Mr. Wright donates 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds, right in a row, no message, and then followed by a Ninjagini by Mr. Wright. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, Mr. Wright. It was good to see you. Thank you for the support. Vipahu FM. I can never... Vihapuhe FM. That's where it is. Junis and Tina's channel is hosting, I saw earlier. Thank you for that. Hope you guys are doing well. Good to see you as well. Thank you to those handing out subs. Also, over on DLive, I appreciate that. Michelle, I think it is. So Michael, 57DE donates a diamond. You guys get the silver I sent. Did you send it under the right? We have actually received from a couple of people some very generous, some silver coins and stuff like that. I don't know how recently you sent it. Thank you if it was from previous. Yes, we did. We got some of it, but I can't remember if it was from you. I don't even know if you used that name. But we'll take a look again. And thank you so much for sending that, by the way. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Sign Wolf donates a Ninjagini. Thanks so much. Says America's becoming a no-go zone, Henrik. That's actually, yep, you reminded me of the very thing I was going to just say. First things out the gate, and then there's always other things that happens in here, and you get distracted, and you try to make sure everything is all right. But yes, in lieu of the name of this particular segment or show, whatever you want to call it, we do on Wednesdays, no-go zone. We are essentially seeing the West, the as this spreads out now, turning into a no-go zone for whites, essentially, everywhere. And America has, of course, been completely out of control. Unbelievable. Anyway, Seinwolf there continues saying, I'm not Peter Thiel trying to be trying to bribe you to optics cuck. Okay, that's good to know. Well, thank you. Appreciate that, Seinwolf, very much. Sea Monkey donates a diamond. It says, great job, Red Eyes. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Very kind of you. All right, so quickly, just we'll actually return to this when it comes to videos and stuff like that later, but I just wanted to show you this. Let me do these real quick here too. Couple of ways if you want to join in Super Chat, entropystream.live/redicetv, that's up and running. Also, of course, dlive.tv/redicetv, majority of people are tuning in there. Good way to donate diamonds and ice creams and ninja guineas and all those fun things. Appreciate it. And then we have donorbox.org/red-eyes as well. Yes, so let's quickly do this thing about the protests is now are spreading to Europe. And we have some videos we're going to take a look at later too. Forbes had a kind of a rundown on this. Thousands around the world have marched in protest in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis as a sign of solidarity with the U.S. protesters, as well as to highlight racism and police brutality within their own countries. So Paris, we saw some footage from. London, we'll take a look at that later. Amsterdam, other places. Auckland, New Zealand, Copenhagen, Denmark. Nairobi, Kenya. Are they protesting the U.S., I guess? Yeah. Tokyo, Japan. Here's from thousands have defied the police ban Tuesday to meet at Paris' main courthouse for a protest. And of course, as we said, COVID? What now? This is just completely out the window. No one cares. All these crazy right-wingers that were out protesting the MAGA crowd, etc., for their civil rights, right? For the anti police clampdown and the way that the overkill and the overreach in the wake of this fraud, really, that they built the coronavirus into, the COVID-19 pandemic. Because, of course, it didn't turn out to be that that serious. Even NPR reported on it right as the height of these riots. They were just like, actually, you know, it wasn't that deadly, it turns out, because now when we do the antibody testing, it shows that way more people actually have this thing. So the death rates have dropped and dropped, right? Crazy. Here is Paris as well. There's more from, there's also Paris. Look at this footage here. Look at this. Can't even get these crowds for the yellow vests. Which shows you how bad it is on the PSYOPs front on this thing. Unbelievable. Paris. Here is Marseille. France. UK. People heading to or wags away from Parliament. UK. Outside the US Embassy in London. London's Trafalgar Square. Here is Dublin. Ireland. I can't breathe, they're saying in Ireland, because they have that huge issue with that police brutality there. More from Ireland right there. Powerful displays alongside both sides of the U.S. embassy this evening in Dublin. No audio on that there. You get the idea? It's going worldwide, folks. Worldwide. Or, you know, West primarily. Let's be honest about this, right? Because why? Because it's a movement using it being used as a hammer and a sickle against white society. Dutch people took to the streets to take part in the Black Lives Matter protests on Dam Square, Amsterdam. Here's more from Amsterdam. Look at these crowds right here. Why can't I go up full screen there? That's dumb. Hope you see that. Hope it's not too small for you guys. But you get the idea. You see the crowds, right? And again, so, I mean, actually, it looks like some are a little bit more, you know, separated or whatever. But again, so what happened with this COVID thing? What's the deal now? We won't black down, says a protester in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Many of the protesters in Amsterdam Monday wore face masks to protect themselves. Well, that's good. That's all you needed now then, I guess. Here's Auckland, New Zealand. More from Auckland. Check this out. Yep. After kneeling, an impromptu haka breaks out in an act of solidarity for the Maori. Yeah, you get the idea. More from Auckland. Auckland, I think you said, right? Tokyo, I think it looks like. I haven't even seen this yet. So basically, one guy showed up in Tokyo. That's what we're being told here. It's something, you know. Tokyo's on your side. I have no idea what he's being arrested for. There's no context, and I cannot understand that language right there. But you get the idea. Apparently, that's a Black Lives Matter protest in Japan. Massive issue with all the African slaves that was brought to Japan, and the consequent violence, police violence. All right, there's a little bit more there from presumably Tokyo, I think. All right, so they went through some of that just to get a quick wrap-up or overview idea of what it is that's actually going on. A couple of things here before we dive into showing some of that later, too. I just want to do a real quick kind of scan through of this. This photo by Martha Raddatz at the Lincoln Memorial is deeply disturbing, a guy said here. That was going around quite a bit on Eli Clifton. I have no idea who that is, right? I guess the consensus is you should not defend things like the Lincoln Memorial. You should just back down. Now, of course, this has happened in many areas, and the police have just given up. There is no law and order. It's anarcho-tyranny, essentially. They would clamp down if there was, of course, can you imagine if, let's assume something, I know that they try to spin this, right? But obviously we know that it was not, we know that that was a psyop when things started going bad in terms of the optics of this thing. That's when the media, a lot of Antifa activists and these blue check journals on Twitter started saying, well, this is really the white supremacists. You know, Tim Walz and some of these, the governor of Minnesota, they have all dropped these hints. A lot of people, you know, Ellison there, the Antifa supporter, also the attorney general in Minnesota. These are white supremacists that are coming in here doing these kinds of things, right? Imagine if it actually was white supremacists, of how quickly that would be shut down, right? So in some instances, you see the military really coming out and showing some presence and force, which of course is good, right? But the idea is that they should just preferably just stand down. These rioters should do whatever they want, including just flat out murdering people, as we saw in the intro footage. We'll look at them in more detail too. You guys you've seen it. I know most of you have seen it, but it's good to just go through there again. So there's a little bit of an internal kind of struggle right now, and I think that this is part of the coup attempt. It's not all about Trump, but there is let's be honest, there's a large faction of people inside of the permanent government, if you so will. You know, politicians come and go, but the government is always there, right? That's, you know, the permanent government. That people have, some call that the deep state or whatever. There's factions within these institutions and government bodies and authorities that want this administration out, right? And they are willing, it seems like, to burn things literally to the ground to make sure that Trump loses his election. And again, I'm not a big Trump guy, so I'm not here to say that because I say, oh my God, you know, I probably won't matter that much. He's good on some issues. Don't get me wrong. He brings some attention to some stuff, and it was hopeful for a bit, but that's over, right? So anyway, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he does not support using active duty troops to quell the large-scale protests across the USA, and that those forces should only be used in law enforcement role as a last resort. What do you call what has happened the last week here? Is this not a last resort? Complete lawlessness? Looting, rioting, murders, beatdowns? I mean, the most... We heard rumors about, you know, women getting raped and kidnapped and all kinds of stuff, right? So he might be on his way out. We'll see. The Pentagon chief right there. But can you believe these people can't even do it? Speaking of COVID, check this out. You remember all the clapping, right? All the clap. I'll go out and clap now. Get all the clap for the brave nurses and the hospital staff and everything else. Well, now it's the nurses clapping for the protesters. Thank you. No, thank you. Oh, it was the one of the white skateboarders right there. You see that right at the end there? It's the white skateboarder there. Skateboarder there. We'll get to that a little bit later, too. We played it in the Weekend Warrior. Pretty fun stuff. I saw that PewDiePie, also, by the way, was doing a charity live stream. Now, it's locked behind some members thing, but it was open when it was actually live stream. He decided to do it just for absolutely everybody to, I guess, not ruffle any feathers, or presumably he would get in hot water if he did it for, let's say, just the businesses or something. But he did it for George Floyd Sentencing Project, Victims, and Business Relief. So essentially, we just... You go on protesting, you riot, you do all these things, and then we'll pay off the, you know, we'll raise money for the businesses as well on top of it. So we can do it and keep doing it. That way no one's feelings is hurt. So Pewds cuck again, right? Of course, the Star Wars guy, John Boyega, he was talking in London today. I think it's Hyde Park or something like that. And this is I didn't find the video yet of this, but it's... But supposedly he said, look, I don't know if I'm going to have a career after this, but fuck that. like you're going to have a major problem getting sponsorships, getting in on movies with all these celebrities or bailing out the people that are doing the protest. This is what they think. They still think that this is a suppressed minority. We'll look at some of the woke capital stuff later, too, by the way. Just how many companies have lined up to support this thing, including companies that literally have been raided and gotten their storefronts, you know, broken up and beaten and stolen and robbed of everything. They don't care. This is a minor thing to them. It doesn't hurt them. Hurts the small business owner who won't be able to get any insurance back from this. They probably won't take it as force majeure, but they will probably... I mean, it can take months for these people, and of course they're going to fight it. You know how much the premiums for these small businesses are going to go up? We're talking about the insurance here. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? So that's what it is, just a large screaming mouth coming at you regarding this thing. Demands. We have demands, right? A statue of controversial former mayor and police commissioner Frank Rizzo was removed by the city of Philadelphia from its location in front of a government building early today, right? So it was vandalized. This is what we talked about. I talked about this with Jared Taylor last time, that they will take things down. They will remove things that they don't like. Of course, white people, white culture, white history, rename the schools, rename the roads, tear down their statues, all this kind of stuff, right? We're seeing the solution to all, at the end of the day, the solution to all this is communism, essentially, which is racially, an anti-white communist kind of regime. That's always going to be the solution to this. Deconstructionist, attack the West, attack white people, attack their history, the law and order system, and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely crazy. Let's check out this one. It was kind of interesting. I think you guys know this report on this on Weekend Warrior 2, but regarding the New York Department of Police, the Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism, NYPD. Right. Said that unarmed groups had organized scouts, medics, and supply routes of rocks, bottles, and accelerants to commit vandalism and plan for violence using encrypted communications. How about that? You tell me this is not organized in any higher capacity, right? And I think there's a little bit of from this in the clip here. Let's check this out real quick.
New York was planned in advance, according to police. The NYPD saying that online communications and hard evidence recovered during arrest points to an organized effort by some to turn peaceful protest into chaos. Chief investigative reporter Jonathan Dienst is here with more on that. John.
Adam, the NYPD says they have communications from some anarchist leaders calling for vandalism and violence, telling followers to use projectiles and Molotov cocktails. They say some of these communications took place before the first protests here in New York even began.
Of course.
The NYPD says some acts of arson and violence were planned in advance by suspected Antifa members and other anarchist-type groups. The NYPD listed some of the evidence.
Advanced scouts, using encrypted communications, having resupply routes for things like gasoline and accelerants, as well as rocks and bottles.
Video shows objects being thrown from inside some crowds. The anarchist groups allegedly had bicyclists out ahead to help direct the vandals, hidden among protesters to help target unprotected police vehicles and stores.
Now, this is, of course, why they kind of pin this. It's them white kids doing this, right? And then they, despite the fact that these are Antifa, and of course they're using, you know, this is a, it's a, it's a, it's a damn it, it's a communist takeover, right? But they're using the new proletariat is not white people. You can't rely on white people. Even class, it's too much of a, it's too fluid, right? Because you can move between classes. You might not be welcomed into like old money and stuff like that, but you can essentially, you can work yourself out of being lower class and, you know, higher, you know, get more money and stuff like that. That doesn't work. You need something which is permanent, immutable, which is of course race. Now I know there's some transracial people like Rachel Dolezal and, you know, Sean King and some of these people, and, you know, they're quite regularly, of course, exposed. Dolezal, they didn't even, accept, obviously. But you can't change that. You can't transcend those lines. So this is the way the communists have used the, the racial, as they say, the racial hierarchy, and that, you know, the oppressor is white people, and the permanent oppressed is the non-white people, and so they will be used against white people to break down and to ruin, essentially, right? Let me do a couple of these real quick. Drum roll, please. Donates a diamond. Thank you. No message. End times. A diamond. Long time listener since you had Rick Clay. Rip. All right, that's a long time ago. That's like when was that? 2009? 2008 maybe even actually. Interesting. Cool. Well, thank you. Glad you're with us. I appreciate it. Good to see you. Fledgling donates a diamond and says, when will white men get their back ball sacks on straight? They've taken it off, you mean? Yeah. Don't make the white kids angry, as some people have said. It's kind of a meme. We'll see if that's true. Again, of course, this is the problem with multi-ethnic, multiracial societies that we're seeing completely coming into view right now. But it's not an unfortunate side effect or an accident. This is the very goal of it, right? You create the chaos. You do that with racial tensions and stuff like that, and then you spur those on. It doesn't mean you should, you know, take a passive position and say, well, the elites want us to fight on this level, so we can't do anything. That's not how it works. What has happened is if you are white, you will be seen as an enemy. And we've seen that also in the protest. There can be people that are actually on the side of like BLM and some of this stuff. And for some reason, if you're white and they don't like you, they will beat you up and they will kill you. They will take you out. So you're a useful idiot just for so long until they can use you. When they have enough people or don't care about you, you'll be taken out of circulation out of that. So in a way, if you're white, that's just that's how they're going to see you. Even if you think of that or not, if you are not racially aware or think of these things. And of course, you have to have to defend yourself and your kin if you're targeted by violence, hatred, and racism because you're white. You have to defend yourself. What are you going to do, right? But that's not to say that there isn't an advantage here from the point of view of the elites that they are seeking to use this to of course further. There'll be some kind of alchemical like kumbaya at the end of this. Trust me. This might actually just be about driving out the most radical elements out of the woodwork. To get them either tracked and monitored or removed altogether or taken out of circulation by de facto by them, killing each other, essentially. And then you'll be left with a very docile, complacent, submissive group of people, essentially, that will not bother with any of this stuff. You know, there's a lot of ideas of what's going on and why they're doing it, but they're definitely using it. Absolutely. All right, American Life 702 sends a diamond. Optics are over. Thank you, I appreciate that. Johnny Neurotic, I think it is, sends a diamond and says, how ironic that Lincoln needs protection from riots. Well, yeah, exactly, but that's the point. It doesn't matter. If these are white people, if it's white history, it will be removed. No matter how hard some of these people, both historically but also now in the present day, fight against. Remember Van Jones? It's like there is a virus in the people of in the minds of white people, even specifically white liberals. In fact, it doesn't matter. You can bend over, you can submit, you can do all these things. At the end of the day, it won't matter. They might for now give you a hug and you feel warm and fuzzy about this. We'll look at some of that footage, especially out of Sweden. That was very disturbing, actually. The white police, they're crying. When they get accepted into this new cult, essentially of. The anti-white cult. That's what it is. So yeah, that's going to happen. Real Mother Hen donates a diamond. This is Hail Red Eyes TV and chat. Thank you. Good to see you, Real Mother Hen. Hope you're doing well. Always great to see you guys. Bobby D donates a diamond. A Ninjagini, in fact. Thank you. Appreciate that. And he says systemic racism. Well, ironically, it is, right? In the opposite way. You can do things here against white people, which you would never get away with if it was directed in the different direction. It's the one group that you can legally discriminate against. You can talk about their ethnic replacement as a good thing. You can talk about them losing power and influence as a good thing. They're seeing this, of course, as a justification, an equalization of perceived wrongdoings and injustices, which, of course, now then is also levied against people who had nothing to do with this, nor do they benefit. It's the lie of white privilege, right? That's what they push. You have to believe that somehow the things you have gained and so forth is because of privileges within society, that there's bias in favor of white people, which, of course, is in this day and age, is completely ridiculous. So their idea is not to actually implement equality and actually treat everybody equal. Their idea of equity instead of equality is to break down white people, to put them at the bottom and hold them down physically. White Rabbit Radio hosting as well. Thank you. Appreciate that. Check out Tim Murdoch's channel over on DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Spencer the First donates a diamond. Good to see everyone. Hails. Good to see you, Spencer the First. Appreciate it. Alex Tremo Del Norte, a diamond, says, "Hail Red Ice and the entire pro-white community." Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's move along here. I'm babbling too much between these. So we saw some of this footage, of course. Very disturbing of the man in Dallas. He did, I was told that he did pass away after this as well, of course. His body was completely mush. It was the bones broken, neck broken. His hip even looks like completely just out of position. I don't know what to call it. And it's open season on white people here. Now, he was trying to defend a storefront from what I heard with a katana. And these people will not stop. They think this is funny. They get a kick out of this stuff. They even rob him, as you can see right at the end there. You guys have seen the footage now. It's been going around. But this is absolute. This is just beyond. This is beyond monstrous. It's demonic. I don't know what else to call it. And the fact that this stuff is getting a pass in the mainstream media is just absolutely sickening. The people like these communists, like Vaush, can defend, like literally make videos about why you should support the protests and the riots. Do you think they look at this kind of stuff honestly and see what's actually? No. And even if he did come across it, he just doesn't give a shit. This is not about. It's not about George Floyd. This is not about some justice or police brutality. This has been a big theft operation. Chaos and theft and riots and just, you know, Gibbs stuff for free, the Foot Lockers and the Targets and, you know, the money, like all of that stuff, right? While they can, of course, indiscriminately beat up white people. And it's always, notice that, what's the concurrent in this footage? It's the solo white man against a pack of non-white people, usually. And as I said, sometimes you get some whites Antifa, like in here, they like to, you know, kick the other, his white brother in the face, or try to crush his testicles or something, you know, who knows. You do get some of that. But that's not the norm. That's a small percentage anomaly on the side. Mark Collett tweeted this one out here. Another white man is lynched and beaten for defending his business. All these celebrities, media pundits, social influencers who are cheering on the riots are fueling this anti-white violence. More disturbing stuff here. And notice too, it's the same as the Antifa tactics, right? It's no one-on-one. And even if it's a one-on-one, it would be him against the next guy, and then the next guy, and then the next guy until he was tired, and then they'll take him out. Even if he can, you know, defend himself long enough, he'll be out of commission pretty quick. It's 20-on-1. It's completely dishonorable. The most low. Look at that. It's not until there's how many are there? 5, 10, right there, 8, and then someone. There we go. He's just first punch, and that's the go-ahead signal. Oh, okay, it's go time. Let's stomp his brains out. We can jump on his neck, jump on his head, we can crack his skull, we can just make him bleed out. This is, it's not even animals do this. I mean, even as they hunt in packs and stuff, it's not even, this is beyond this. This is demonic, right? And the majority of these kinds of things that we've seen is white people being attacked. The media will never recognize that. Never recognize that. What happened? Did he die? I don't know. I some of these you don't follow up on. I hear nothing. The guy in Dallas, he was he died, of course, completely maimed. Do we even hear about these cases? There's another one. Okay, look at this. That there you go. That's Antifa right there. The guy's down. He's out, face down in the street. Right, there's another, I think, a Hispanic guy who hits him from behind when he runs away here, so he falls right there. Boom. So he falls, knocked out right in his face, and then he kicks him right in the teeth. These are the lowest of human scum. And these people need to be dragged away and removed. These people. I'm glad that Andy Ngo posted some of this. Here are the people. We hear that they have been identified, and of course the police are looking for them. We'll see if there's updates on this too. But what do you even say about this? This is what these people like. This is what they want: chaos, blood, mayhem, just as brutal and as cowardly as it gets. Nothing else to say about it. And so, as I said to preface that, no, it's not always just black on white violence, it's white on white violence, but of course, again, that's what you see within these groups. If there's any internal, you know, fights here, it's white people against white, Antifa against perceived, right? See, this is the thing. It's not even that it's he was proven that he was anti, you know, if you defended like a business or something, that means you're a fascist. That we're the judge and the executioner and the jury at the same time. Someone just says it. Hey, Nazi, right here. There's a Nazi here. You 50 people bash his brains out, right? That's the mob. That's the herd mentality, right? It's the go-ahead signal. Oh, someone is being chased. It's that, I mentioned it in the last show with the last Flashback Friday, but the crowd, the author of the French, Gustave de Gounon, or so, I forget what his name was, but he wrote about that, the ecstasy, or something like that, to that effect of that word, that these people feel when they can connect with this kind of just a primal hatred and vengeance and violence in this way. They revel on this, right? So we'll see what happens. But this is the kind of disgusting things. Yeah, I had an update there. Sources tell me that law enforcement has identified these two suspects and are seeking to arrest them. We'll update when have more information about this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this is what we see. And again, even if when you're on this side, it's more humorous in that way. Even when like you can, well, I mean, I'm with you guys. I'm like, screw that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look at this. You've seen probably this.
Why are you? We're on your side.
Yep, we are on your side. If they don't like you, like they just for whatever irrational feeling, they you know, not knowing things, they will attack you. It doesn't matter. It's just a language of violence. That's what it is, right? And that's what these people see. This is and of course this is justified. This will always be. The media will defend this. The establishment will defend us. And then the other thing I forgot to mention earlier regarding the other case is that, of course, a lot of money now is being poured into bailing out a lot of these people, too, by the way. Get them out scot-free, that this violence and this criminality can just go unpunished. So there is no consequences, much in the same way that the rioters during the election, the inauguration, rather, in 2016, all those who destroyed storefronts and were violent and stuff like that, the Antifas were... They got off. They all charges were dropped, right? Because you have an internal structure that supports this, right? It's being used by very powerful entities up top. Here's another one from Mark here. They riot, loot, then they fight amongst each other. So this does happen, that you loot the looters. I haven't seen like brutal beat downs against, you know, on each other's in that way, but you've seen people that stole the the guy's loot, essentially, right? Look at this.
Yo, don't rob him. Oh, shit. Oh.
Gotta get that Mac.
Yo, don't rob him. Yo, nigga got the iMac. Bro. Yo, chichi, yo. Come on. Don't do that. Yo, don't do that. Oh.
Yeah, I want that. Give it to me. Is it because he's slightly lighter shade? That's why he doesn't deserve it. It's about the iMac, the sneakers.
Yo, chill!
I mean, it's really about George Floyd and police brutality. That's what this really is about, folks. So who got it? Did he get away with it? Sorry, I missed that. He just dropped. Okay, someone else got it. He ran away right there. Yeah, so, see? it's just, wow. Yeah. So, the UK stuff, right? There was a lot of people coming out in the UK, London. Mark pointed this out, which, of course, is always a good way of bringing things back to this, that it's like of all the things that are happening within, you know, Western society, these are the things you're going to go out in the street and protest. All the women in the UK who yesterday put up Blackout Tuesday pictures for a violent criminal, but said nothing about the 19,000 girls who were groomed, sexually assaulted, and raped here in Britain last year by men from ethnic minority backgrounds, should be ashamed of themselves, right? The media covers, they cover this kind of stuff now. It's covered up for many years, don't get me wrong, but when it does get out, they write about it, they cover it, but there's always some other kind of excuse or whatever. But overall, it's not something that's harkened back to or people are reminded of this. It's just kind of there in the background as a recognized, you know, issue. And we don't know how to solve this kind of thing. Let's move on. But the fact that then the majority of our people cannot come out for these things says just how lost the majority of our people really are. It's frightening and frustrating. But it's essentially turning into a submission to a new kind of an anti-white order that we're seeing with all the kneeling and stuff. Let's take a look at some of the footage that's coming from that you can be randomly be asked to kneel when you're out walking on the streets. You need to bow down. I mean, it's kind of interesting, the symbolism of that too. I mean, you kneel before a higher being, right? A god or something like that. You know, usually you kind of show that you're the symbolism of it is that you are making yourself shorter. You're not even capable of standing on your own feet, right? You're making yourself small. You're this is a great, grandiose, bigger entity in front of you. That's what they need you to do, right? Check this out here.
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. I work for Black Lives Matter. Sure. I'm sorry. I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
Okay.
But since I work for that company, my CEO has told me to come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege. So if they see that a white person is getting on their knees, that shows solidarity for the situation. The situation. And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege? Just apologize?
I am. I'm trying to think of the right words to say because that's a big thing to say.
It's big.
It comes from...
It's large in this country. You know, with this country, we have that President Donald Duck, that clown in office. You know, he's brought a lot of bigotry, and you're not a part of it, right?
No. God,
no. And so, you know,
thank
just...
you for letting me have a moment.
Okay, you have a great day.
Now, someone said this might just be a gay op or some people that like, you know... You will see a lot of that. If weaved into all of this, you will see footage which is just completely staged or faked, or they do it for the attention, they do it for the lulls, they do it for the trolling purposes or see who's buying it and stuff like that, right? But there's more of that. This is not an isolated one-off kind of thing, right? This has been happening a lot, and so this is kind of building an image of what's happening here. Shaggy on Twitter says, a powerful show of unity and support. the white community kneeling down in front of the black community to ask for forgiveness after years of racism.
Humbling ourselves before you.
Yes, Lord.
You brought the thundering rain today, God. Because Satan takes the L today. Father, in Jesus' name, you get the victory. Father, we ask for forgiveness from our black brothers and sisters for years and years of racism, of systematic racism.
Yeah, there you go. So I know that, you know, there are people out there who think that this is, you know, this is good and kind of stuff like that. But of course, it's based in white guilt. Guilt, of course, is a, you know, sickening that these people feel guilt, frankly. And they've been manipulated into this, most of these white people, and they don't really question that much about the circumstances surrounding this or any deeper kind of significance of, you know, what's happening or why or anything like this. They just kind of... At the same time, it's also actually a selfish expression. Yes, it's submission in a way, but the reality is that these people actually feel good. There's dopamine release when they do this stuff. They internally, I think most of these people have a mechanism where they feel essentially kind of a high off of this, that they're doing this. You know, they get goosebumps, and I'm just totally submitting, and I'm forgiving, and it means I'm absolved of sin. It's turning into a religion, right? It's been for a long time. The whole liberal movement is kind of a religion, but this is a new level to it, something which ascended very, very, very quickly, right? U.S. soldiers from the National Guard disgraced their uniform by taking the Kaepernick knee, disowning the American flag and national anthem. The cultural Marxist rot has infected the U.S. military, too. Let's check this out. Now, I think there's actually a speech. Yeah, here's a speech that goes first. Check this out here.
The shooting starts. You have a president talking about the Second Amendment as a use for people to come out here and use firearms against the people that are protesting. This is the messages that we're seeing. I don't know if you on social media because the news don't tell you everything. But you have to pay attention to what's going on. Or else we have a president that's trying to incite a race war. And when the borders are closed, we can't leave. You have people in here that need your help. This is when you and y'all stand together with the community, with society, to stop. The governmental oppression, period. We need you. So then march with us. March beside us. You get your people. Y'all march beside us. March beside us. March beside us. Let the revolution be televised. March beside us and show us that you're here for us. Make history with us, please. No, let's just do it. March with us. We'll start marching. You march with us. Please.
Just two of y'all.
Do it. Just a small. Be the change. Be the change. Do it. Do it. Do it. Please. Do it. We are good people. March with us.
Make your deal.
March with us.
I can't leave this post. I will march through this street with you guys to that next intersection.
I don't know.
I will march from this intersection to that intersection, but I have to control this area.
Control.
What are you controlling?
What is it to control, man? March with us. It was send a huge message. We just march. Just march with us. March the whole round with us.
We need you to do these things for us. We need you to jump through these hoops. You see, and here's one on fire. Can you do that, please?
This march, you and your men, y'all protect us. Protect us. Y'all march with us. March around like we just did. Do that march with us. Y'all stand beside us. No, you don't, because you're the protector. So if you can't patrol yourself, if it's you that's supposed to be patrolling us, then walk with us.
I'm also protecting some of these businesses.
Okay.
Well, can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Can you take a knee? Can you take a knee?
I don't know. There ain't enough for me.
Can you at least do something?
Let's all do it together.
If you against
George Floyd, take a knee. Let's all do it together.
Boy, on the back, take a knee.
If you stand in there, we think you win it.
Come on, thank you. Mark with us.
Yep, there you go. So there was. Let's see. I think this was just from another angle. Let's check this one out. They're continuing to kneel, maybe. Here.
Picks are hot.
Yeah. kneel. Get down on your knees. And even if it was like, you know, even if it was like, how do we explain? Like, even if it comes from a good place of genuinely trying to, like, you know, what, de-escalate things or whatever, it's still this kind of like a dominance mechanism inside of all of this, right? What they need to, yeah, do, as I said, the symbolic act of putting themselves lower on the rung, right? It's religious, these things. More white people, more white guilt. Check this out.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible.
And do everything in my power to educate my community.
And do everything in my power to educate my community.
I will love my black neighbors the same as my white ones.
I will love my black neighbors the same as my white ones.
About racism, all right. Anti-blackness.
You get the idea. This is like a crazy cult. A very crazy cult. What did it say? The Bethesda? Is that what it says there? The libraries? What is that? New York? Is that New York? Not sure quite where that is. But yeah. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I'm going to talk about the UK here a little bit too. What happened there, London specifically. Let me do a couple of these real quick here. Let me see here. Where are we? Where are we? I think Hedvard Silvazzi sends a diamond and says, Kevin McCarron, is that on to talk about, Dr. Kevin McCarron, on to talk about the zombie virus? I don't recognize that. I have to Google that. Is there someone I've missed? Someone that's good? I mean, it is, I get the idea, all right, the concept. What you're talking about, it is a mind virus actually. It's always this projection issue, right? When what's his face, Van Jones, is talking about that this is a virus within white people. I mean, he's right, and it's called white guilt. That's the virus. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We are not extraordinarily evil. There's nothing in our history which is uniquely evil. I know they try to argue this, and this is now the mainstream, you know, line and all that kind of stuff, but. You know, in case there's any newcomers here, every people have enslaved, every people have dominated, every people have conquered land, they've taken things from each other, they've stolen their shit, they've enslaved other groups. Yeah, whites were pretty good at it for a while, but that's also why, you know, whites also were the ones who initiated the end of slavery. We have done plenty of things to absolve ourselves from any regard from, again, it's nothing to do with it, it's nothing to do... behavior that was completely, totally acceptable at the time when it was an institution, right? And everybody did. A lot of people made money on it. It wasn't free labor either. A lot of people were paying high prices for slaves and stuff like that. It cost them greatly. I did the math and the case against reparations. The video was called The Dumbest Reasons for Reparations, I think the video was called. I did it. It's actually exclusive at redicemembers.com. But I went through a lot of the public hearings on this, on reparations and stuff. And it was like a lot of the same kind of this religion. It's a religious tone behind it. This is original sin. You hear these talking points repeat over and over again and breaking down some of that. And I actually showed them there that in many regards, it was actually cheaper to pay someone a salary for like years and years than it was to actually buy a slave. It wasn't free. It was those who made money on it were those who sold the slaves. And in regards, you have other African tribes that kidnapped each other and stuff like that. They sold it to Arab merchants, and then they in turn, of course, that was organized by a lot of the Jewish slave owners who owned the boats and kind of the infrastructure of the slave markets and stuff like that. And then, you know, on the other side, it was more, you know, I think the like Cuba and, you know, some of those islands, actually more slaves there than anywhere else. Quite a bit in like Brazil and stuff like that too. So not the majority over to the U.S. side. But that's the only thing you hear about now. And they say, oh, these white people kind of gain from the free labor. It wasn't free labor. It was incredibly expensive. Right? This was like at the time, and you can argue that it was not right, all these things, right? We can't apply the morality that we have today onto these things. But the fact is, at that time, this was seen as a this was seen as equipment. Manpower was your equipment. You didn't have large, you know, machinery and stuff like that at that time. So this was to get help, to get shit done. And you paid for that greatly. Anyway, I don't want to get lost in that trail, but it's... anyway, thank you, Hervard. I'll check that out. I haven't heard about the guy. Kevin, I see a result on it here on YouTube. I'll check that out later. Thank you for the tip. And I think one more from Hervard. He sends... Diamond says, this SARS virus altered to attack impulse control. Really? Okay, so that's what he's kind of connecting it with. Interesting. I'll definitely check that out. Thank you. John Saxa sends a Diamond, and he says, Simeons. Thank you. What else we have? Mr. Wright is gifting some 1 month subs here to pee pee poo poo. I guess it is poo poo with a U. Thank you for that. Thank you to everyone else. And one more actually, Mr. Wright gives to Thor Hall. Thank you. Appreciate that. What else do we have here? Ferocious Chichawa is hosting. Thank you. Appreciate that. John Saxa again with a Diamond. I have a black neighbor and he hails Hitler. That's funny. Thank you for that. HB Lovecraft Cat donates a Diamond and says, Bethesda near DC. Okay, old boomer hippies. Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, I know there's some game developer called Bethesda. Are they based out of there? Which are, I think, also cucked out significantly, even in this one. We might get to that later. John Saxon out of the Diamond says his birthday is 420 and he's military. Oh, the your black neighbor? That's interesting. Drum roll, please. Donates a Diamond. Thank you. No message. White Messiah donates a Ninja Guinea and says, we are all human and do human things. We're just a lot better at being human. Well, you know, you have different skills, right? You have different skills, different things kind of inside of all of this. And it's better to work with those as opposed to against it. It's better to be honest about the properties, our strengths and weaknesses, and work with that. Of course, you're always going to get a catastrophe when it comes to multi-ethnic societies. This is an experiment, especially in the West. This is a multi-ethnic experiment, and now we can see this powder keg kind of coming to fruition. And again, don't, like, trust me, this is not an accident. This is not a whoops side effect of this, which they didn't wish for. This is well-intended. These people know this, those who are doing this to us. They study history. They know how previous countries and empires and civilizations have fared once they begin to bring in... you know, an ethnic group which is not of the founding stock and either have them as a workforce or for whatever reason or some other position, it always goes wrong, right? It always goes bad. That's why we are advocating for nations for every group, peaceful separation, if you will. And you will never be able to blame racism. I mean, a lot of these people know how to solve it, right? But they don't really want that because it's being used as an anti-white again, it's a hammer and a sickle against white societies. That's what this is. And it's very effective because you get a lot of white people who are, you know, have that moral inclination of bow down and feeling guilt, give into this. And their solution is to give up power, give up influence, give up territory, walk away, make sure that their children don't look like them. And then you have a conquered civilization. That's the plan. That's the point of all of this. It's not an accident. This is not just happening out of the blue where... Well, wow, whoops, this is no good. How do we fix this? No, what you're witnessing is the very point. What you're witnessing is the very goal of it. And the effort is, what they hope for, is that enough white people will feel guilt, that they will lay down and roll over, and this thing will be over. And we will not have any more territories. We will not have any more countries. And that will be it for us, on any kind of greater scale, right? That's what they're hoping for. And right now, it doesn't look good. At the same time, I always believe that, you know, there's only so far we can be pushed up against in a corner. I don't advocate for any of this. I don't want this. We're trying to, like, prevent this now. Let's stop this. Let's change things politically. Let's do all these things. I'm just saying, in terms of a reaction, Harshit Tiwari, our Indian listener, he was on Lana's show once. Very good show. Check that out on 314, by the way. But he sent me I think it was a real tweet from Ice-T. He said, something like, violence, unfortunately, always, the response is always more violence or something like that. And supposedly he deleted that afterwards. But of course, and he's right, unfortunately, that is the truth, right? It's only so far you can push these things. At the same time, you do have, I think, a lot of white people waking up to this thing that it's like, it doesn't matter. They hate you because you're white. And that's not a good place to be in. It's not a good position to be in. And no matter how many hoops they ask you to jump through, they might let you out of, you know, harm's way for a little bit if you jump through these hoops. But then eventually, when they smell that weakness that you've just bowed in, and they just don't feel like they're not getting the kick out of this anymore because you're just a little circus animal for them to boss around. They will decommission you. They will reap you. They will harvest you whenever they feel like it. It's not a fun position to be in. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that fact too, in a very brutal and hard way. And it's very painful. It's very frustrating. It's heartbreaking and aggravating to see this. And again, just to preface that and make that perfectly clear, that this is not something I want to see. I just think that this is you're not going to just. Well, for some, they're already lost, but for a lot of people, they're consequently going to wake up to this and the lie of all of this. You know, you're fighting against human nature, and in many regards, you're not going to be able to beat that. You're just, most people are going to be drawn to their own ethnic group, and that's okay. It's not a problem. If there's some little area here and there that want to be multicultural or whatever, fine, go ahead and do it. But why does every single country in the entire West has to be taking part in this massive replacement experiment right now and become multi-ethnic, multi-religious, right? Why? And as soon as a country fight back against it a little bit, like Hungary or something like that, they're being vehemently attacked by the international press, by the whole apparatus, by EU, by America, by these kinds of things, right? Anyway, I don't know how I got onto this trail. let's check out what's happening in the UK here then. London here. Policeman guarding Downing Street gets on his knees for Black Lives Matter. Yeah, and they'll be cool with you until they're not, or until they ask you to do something else. So anyway, this kind of got out of control, actually, in the UK as well. Check this out. F the police, right? So they might be cool with you for a little bit when you kneel, but at the end of the day, they hate you because you represent law and order, Western society. Look at this here. The bobbies are going to solve this. They're not even armed. They have a baton at best, these people. Look at this. So this got, of course, it's got out of control pretty damn fast. It's happening in other countries now, too. Do you think this is going to remain peaceful in a lot of these countries? No, of course not. It's going to start ramping up, and the non-white population in most of these Western European nations are going to be feeling emboldened by this, and it's going to be, I have some quotes from some people in Sweden, for example, too. You had a protest protest there as well for this stuff, which is, I mean, essentially it was an anti-America protest, which is, it's like, well, okay, well, whatever, sure, but whatever, like, what does that have to do with anything that's happening in Sweden? Like, again, and that's not to say that, again, that the situation in the US, that the protests and stuff we've seen that is justified, but I'm saying the experiences are just so vastly different, and they're just not even comparable. But that's, you, yeah, that's the tell, that's the giveaway, that it's not about the history. Well, it is in a way because it's about vengeance, but it means that as long as it's a white country, that's what the that is what the problem is. That's why they're attacking it. So this, I thought this was kind of funny. Here's the policeman going down on his knees, right? And then how does it go? A few moments later, smack, right in the face, right? It doesn't matter. It's not about that. Idris Elba, sticking here with the UK a little bit. This ain't a movie. Ain't calling cut. We cutting the throat of the old system. What does that mean, do you think? What is this about? Who's the enemy here? Oh, well, it's the system. Okay, well, who's the representative of the system? Well, it's white. It's not white people. It's whiteness. It's whiteness. That's what anybody can have this whiteness disease. But you know, as Noel Ignatieff said, you can't have whiteness if you don't have white people. That's what it is. So Idris Elba is talking about cutting the throat of the old system here. So if you ain't with us, then you better run. New breed, he says. And then this blackout, this very brave blackout thing here. Yep. So, but he's right though. It isn't a movie. It's essentially the purge too. This is kind of interesting. I was watching this over the weekend, and it's like, and of course, not an original thought by any means. I only saw one of the movies. It was whatever. It's okay, but yeah, I don't watch this shit. But it's like the purge. It's like these are you got to open up the steam valve now and then. Let them beat up some. Let them stomp out the brains of some white people. You know, occasionally we'll have those kinds of pressure releases now and then, and maybe we can have some semblance of order. Right? You have a super tight, strong police state that's enforced about 95% of the time. Surveillance, tracking, monitoring, heavy censorship. You can't speak about these things, therefore they think it's just out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. It doesn't bubble up then to the surface, they think. And then those 5 to 10% of the time, you just have the whole apparatus just, you know, pulls back, right? And you can just indiscriminately chase people down and you can beat them to death, right? It's going to be a wonderful future for white children. Do you have out there, you who are watching, do you have white children? Do you have children who are white? How do you think they're going to be treated in 20, 30 years when they're a minority in many countries? How do you think this is going to go? If you're non-white watching, or if you have, let's say, non-white children, do you care? Does this bother you at all with the trajectory of this, the fact that we're experiencing the South African experiment that a lot of people have been warning about? Now, I know they deny that too. They just did look the other way. It's not this is white supremacy propaganda and right-wing, lies or whatever, conspiracy theories or whatever. But whatever you think, like, you can live in a fantasy world if you please. I don't care about that. But the reality is white people are being targeted in South Africa, you know, indiscriminately, essentially. The whole legal system is backed away there. They're now taking their land. We've covered that many times, without a compensation, just handed away, right? To equalize this inequality and many of the lies that were told about apartheid as well. That is now going. I almost said global, but I guess we can say global because this applies to the countries wherever we are in the world that are founded by European people. That's what this is going to be enforced, and this experience is going to be had by our children. Most of these people are heartless. Claim that it's a lie or that they don't care about this. That's what they think. We have to secure this ourselves, that we have to secure a future for our children. That's just a fact. I mean, there's no other ways to look at this. Because the system that's being rebuilt and reformed as we monitor all of this stuff, it will not defend you. And even if you do defend yourself, you might be the one ending up in trouble. Look at even like this thing that we saw with all the car accidents. I have some footage of that too. The car accidents, or accidents. It was just full on people driving over cops and driving into crowds and stuff like that. The last 4 or 5 days, Is any of these people going to get 400 years in prison? Right? No, no, of course not. It's just, you know, it only applies if you're of the wrong race. If you're a white person, then you're the enemy. This is incredible that it's moving so fast. Archbishop of Canterbury, sticking in the UK here a little bit too. I pray that those of us who are white Christians repent of our own prejudices and do the urgent work of becoming better allies to our brothers and sisters of color. Yeah, rip the Anglican Church. Turnout for George Floyd protest in Amsterdam. Extraordinary. We saw some of this earlier, right? But again, look at this. And again, just a reminder, what happened to the social distancing? It was just a lie. We told you it was just a lie. This is bullshit. It's nonsense. It's garbage. You think millions of people are going to die now because people are going out in the streets and not social distancing? Of course not. Of course not. Absolutely not, right? So we told you, and we got shit for that. And all these spurgs, they're just like, you know, lashed out because we covered this bullshit about the lie of the coronavirus and that this was way overblown, that it was an opportunity for the elites to clamp down. And then now they begin to use the tracing data immediately to use it on protesters and stuff. Of course, but we said that too. It's going to be used on other things. Watch, you'll just see. And soon they'll target other people for other reasons, not just over the medical reasons in the pandemic. And that's what they did. Pope Francis condemns racism, says street violence is self-defeating. Yeah, well, that's what it is. But you can't speak up against that, obviously. You can't say, you know, we allowed a couple of specific examples or who's being targeted. Yeah, this Pope is just hopeless. Let's talk about this thing with the... Actually, I'm going to do a couple of these real quick, and then we'll get into the woke companies issue of this, too. That is very interesting, of course, how many companies are jumping. The idea that they still think that this is like they're fighting the system and the oppressive regime and the structure and stuff, when like military kneels before you, police goes along with this, all the big companies and the banks and the, you know, all the big tech companies are lining up right against it's just a big joke. This is a joke. All right, let me do a couple of these real quick. Where were we? I think I lost my place here a little bit. Let me back up. Ragnar 321 donates a diamond and says, are we on the verge of what has happened to Sweden? Yes, we are. Absolutely. I'll talk about the situation in Sweden a little bit here too. Secret Squirrel, a diamond. Red Eyes kicks ass. Keep up the real news, truth, tell. We will do. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for being here. And Secret Squirrel donates two more diamonds in a row there. No message. Thank you. Appreciate that. Kind of a Bearden 78, a diamond. No message. Thank you. Tapio and Ninja Gini, thank you. No message, appreciate that. Desimark 13, a diamond. It says, just say Africa because it's all over there. I'm sorry, I will have lost my... What was that in reference to? So, sorry, sometimes when I do the streams, I move on to the next thing and I'm there and I just like forget the reference. Just say Africa because it's all over there. All right, anyway, thank you for that, Desi. Sorry. I was getting a little bit tired, about an hour and a half, and then you get a little tired. John Saxa donated to diamonds. Corona didn't work, so let's start a race war, guys. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it, right? That's what's happened. They are willing to burn it all to the ground. It's just that they have no problem with this. If they want to, they'll whip out these catastrophes and these complete lunatic scenarios to get what they want. And then, of course, a lot of people are going to demand, you know, the solution to this, and oh my God, we got to stop this, and all the usual stuff, order out of chaos. I mean, we've talked about this for, you know, over as long as we've done this show. We've talked about these techniques that they're using, and even two sides. And of course, I always will take a side where I'm pro-European, pro people of European descent. I'll never, you know, hate on us, but it doesn't mean that I hate other races either. Obviously, that's the enemy says that to corner you as a racist and a hater, and I truly don't do that. I just think that this is a disaster, and this is obviously not working out as we can see. So it's obviously we got to have some other solution to this, which I think is why not have successful nations for every group? Wouldn't that be better? You could never blame racism again. Wouldn't that be an ideal situation to be in? You know, even Bernie Sanders agreed with me. He said, you know, the big problem is that we need to police that the areas that police or the areas that are being policed need to be policed by the people who look like them that live in that area. he said. It was a, he was talking with Cardi B. We played the clip, and it was like, yeah, of course, I agree with that. And that's like, well, you do realize that's what we used to have, right? They're like undoing all these things, and then they're dragging us back now to some kind of segregation issue. Of course, whites won't have their spaces, but all the other groups will. So again, I this is all happening because it's ultimately anti-white at the end. It's a used as a hammer and a sickle against white society. Zygote Bear, I think it's Zygote. Zygote Bear Diamond says, thank you, Red Eyes, for all you do. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good to see you here. Let me just check this real quick. I forgot to look. Entropy. Doesn't look like anything there. That link works as well. Ladies and gentlemen, donor box as well. I saw a couple there. Let me take these real quick. I appreciate it, everybody. Let me see. What date are we here? Let me back up. Yeah, here we go. There they are. Conrad K. Sends 25. Over on DonorBox. Thank you, Conrad. Good to see you. Hope you're doing well, by the way. He says, just think one day our kids and grandkids will ask, where were you during the Great American Chimp Out of 2020? Once again, I salute you and fellow members of Red Eyes. Thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that. Well, I mean, again, as much as hate that we get and as much problems that we have and people try to censor us and shut us down, and by far we're not the only ones dealing with this. As you know, I'm not trying to single us out as being uniquely a unique victim in all of this or whatever. But the fact is, I'll be able to say that I try to do something. I try to expose this. I try to wake up our fellow people. I try to make sure that they realize. I try to reach out, reach as many people as possible. And soon enough, we'll begin to organize for us to have a better life and not be victims of the kind of stuff that's being, you know, that we're being, that's being, you know, suggested for us and also happening. It's happening now, as we can see on the streets, where white people can be hunted and no one says anything about it. The media doesn't say anything about it. They all ignore it. You know, the Vice posted a video. They had them gone through tens of thousands of hours of videos to find, what was it, like two white people that had beaten up a black guy or something like that. To that, I didn't see it, but I saw it in passing and heard about it. And it's like, It's so dishonest, right? You know, Vice gets like $250 million in investments from like George Soros and some of these other groups, right? So of course they lie. That's what they built their shit in lies. We try to tell the truth, no matter where it leads, right? And that's why we're here today, because we're seeing the horrible truth of this anti-white system that's being built all around us, and it's going to ensnare and entrap our kids in the future if we don't watch out. And people are already victims to it. Conrad K again sends 10 bucks on DonorBox and says, don't lose hope, Henrik. These events have awakened a great many people. Several of my coworkers have said, I can't believe it. Everything you said is coming true. My reply was, is this white genocide yet? This is the opportunity we have been waiting for to awaken our people fully, no matter how painful. We will win with great leaders like you, Jason Kuhn, and Tim Murdoch. Hail my king. Well, thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. We do the best we can. We try to be better at what we do. I'm to a certain extent honored that I can be in the position where I'm in to do shows and do videos about all this. And so I salute to all of you out there. And thank you for your support so we can do this. We want to do it better. We want to do it more. We want to reach out more. It's hard because we work uphill. Between censorship and shutdown and being targeted and stuff like that, but we do the best we can. We are genuinely concerned about where this is going, but I'm not. This is not to lose hope in any regards. Just so you guys know that it's not at all. But we need to be. We have to scare our people into submission if that's what we have to do. Make them see what's happening and how much, just how they let go of this stuff. How there's no larger discussion about what we've seen on the streets of America. Now going to pick up here in Europe as well. I think in the next few days and maybe the next few weeks even. How long is this going to go on for in the States? We don't know. We'll just have to see. Anyway, so thank you guys. I appreciate that. So a couple of more here coming, and then we'll move on to the woke segment here too. Where are we here? Let me see. Zygote Bear, I did. Ragnar sends another diamond. It says, I have concern about the chat moderation. Sorry, I haven't been keeping an eye. Do we have any good chats or mods in there? Is it going south? Do we have any mods? Clean it up. Keep it clean, guys. I appreciate that. Ralph Retort. Hey, good to hear from you, Ralph. Hope everything is good. Don't I say Diamond says, we must secure an existence for our people. Well, that is true. That is absolutely true. That's what this has revealed. by far that this won't stop, and they'll, you know, have free reign to target us for whatever reason. It's like this would never pass if this was happening in any other direction here, right? Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate that. Hope all is well. Make sure you follow the Ralph Retour here over on DLive.tv. Does a good show. I think 9:30 usually on the weekdays. 9:30 Eastern. Ragnar 321 says, gives a damn, and says, I don't want you to get banned on this platform. Neither do I. Is there something going on? Do I need more mods? I see Noseberg is in here. Yeah, he's asking, what needs modding, he says. I said, thank you, Mr. Noseberg, for being there, by the way. We can always assign some more mods too, but yeah, Noseberg, always keep an eye. So I don't think there's an issue. I hope there's not an issue. Yeah, keep it clean, for Christ's sake. We might have disruptors there in and try to, you know, spur the pot or do intentional, like, just over the board, like, dumb shit to get us banned. That does happen. But anyway, yeah, keep an eye out and keep it clean, guys. And the mods are there, just remove mute people that don't behave. All right. Anyway, thank you, Rainer. I appreciate that. What else do we have here? We have Bubble Guts gifted 1 month sub to Aaron Kasparov. Good to see you as well, Aaron. He does good work. I'm sure you follow him here on DLive. Not sure if he does any streams, though, on DLive, but he does videos on BitChute and at least did on YouTube. I know he's had many a channels subbed, but find him, Aaron Kasparov, on BitChute. A lot of good stuff. Thank you, Aaron. Good to see you. JC Stalling, a diamond, says, Hail, Henrik. Hail, Red Eye. Stay strong, guys. Absolutely. Thank you. Good to see you here. John Saxa again, a diamond. I just wanted to boogaloo, but we got ooga boogaloo. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ragnar 321. Another diamond. He says, maybe we do have to force feed red pills. That's what he says. Maybe we do have to force feed red pills. Yeah, I mean, it's only so much you can do. Some of these people are lost, right? In terms of, like, how do we explain it? The willingness to, and I know not everybody keeps up to the kind of material that we go through and that we expose people to and what we monitor and stuff like that. So in some regards, some people are lost, right? Some people are just, they're beyond, you know, beyond saving, essentially. It's never too late. It's your job if you know these people and, you know, talk to them, approach them, show them things. That's our job, to awaken our people around us so they know to avert a disaster in different ways, right? As we've seen, some people's lives are lost because they just don't take the threat seriously. They don't know what this is. They don't know what they're looking at. They think, well, we're in this together. I'm on your side, you know, or whatever. Or they think, I'm just defending my storefront. Surely these people can't be, you know, they wouldn't do anything against me, right? And then they're beaten to death, right? Mr. Noseberg donates a diamond and says, I don't know what this guy is complaining about, LOL. Okay, well, that's good to know you're there anyway, Mr. Noseberg. I see Aaron is a mod too. Aaron Kasparov is a mod on DLive. So yeah, keep it clean, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's move along here now because we have actually quite a bit more to get to. Let's talk about this thing with the woke companies quickly. Ben and Jerry's came out. Is it the fellow white ice cream brand? Actually, a lot of them are. Ben and Jerry's, Baskin and Robbins. What's it called? Three Tooth Twins? As an ice cream brand. Jenny's ice cream, I think, as well. A lot of them are fellow white owned, actually, I discovered, which is kind of interesting. There are other options. Go seek other options. Ben and Jerry's here says, the murder of George Floyd was the result of an inhuman police brutality that is perpetuated by a culture of white supremacy. That's right. White supremacy is the problem with everything that we've seen here the last few days. We must dismantle white supremacy, Ben and Jerry says here. Adam Green posted this. I've seen this promoted tweet 100 times. The American Jewish Committee, hate crimes are rising. White supremacists are openly marching against minorities. The American Jewish Committee is here to fight bigotry. Follow us, learn more, and then donate, of course. Press F for Nintendo. After days of pressured, they've bent the knee, right? We talked about this submission. So you need to submit to this new order. Nintendo shares the pain felt in the United States after the tragic death of George Floyd, and we stand with the black community and all those who recognize our shared humanity and fundamental beliefs in equity and justice. Equity, not equality, equity and justice. Yeah, the how the needle moves. You know, it's like, all right, we've gotten you to this point now. You've accepted equality. Well, that's not good enough. You know, guess what? We need to break your legs so that you get down on the same level as everybody else. It's not about lifting others up. It's about breaking those down, right? It's to the lowest common denominator. That's how this works. And that's how the elite will perpetually rule over us too. Perpetual squabbles. You're thinking about looking at the feds, what they're doing right now, the banks, the market share of the Amazons and the you know, I mean, it's just, it's in a way, it's a diversion, but it's a real and a deadly diversion. So you got to watch out and you got to take care of, you know, business that's at your doorstep first. But this is what they want. This is how they run the game. It's what they do. It's very smart. They used the Hegelian dialectic. Now everyone is on, you know, the Blackout Tuesday thing and all that. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand what the Whiteout Wednesday was about. And everyone is changes, you know, the avatar to white and stuff. And I totally get it. But at the same time, you get that, like, are you team, you know, black or team white? And at the same time, you know, that's people said before, too, that if anything, this just drives off the fence sitters. You have to pick a side. And if you are white, you don't have an option because, you know, they see you as, well, you're white, you're part of the problem. And even if you think that's good or not, that's just the tragic reality of it. That, you know, and again, that doesn't mean you have to hate everybody else or anything like that, too. I believe in, you know, an amicable divorce, essentially. After all, how do you think a multiracial experiment is at any stage is going to get better from now on out? It's going to get much worse, much worse. And that's the plan. That's the game plan. That's what they want. That's how they're doing it. All right, so a really good... actually, we can do this one first. Yeah, Nickelodeon frightens children with I can't breathe virtue signal. Someone had the video here. Check this out. Ah, really? Can't be loaded? Removed it then. Let's check this one out. There we go. Yeah, the kids show. Oh, sorry, I thought I was... I'm sitting here thinking you see what's on the screen. You don't. There we go. Here we go. Okay, it says some text. Let me read this then. Nickelodeon is going off the air for 8 minutes and 46 seconds in support of justice, equality, and human rights. Nickelodeon, Declaration of Kids is Right. Now, keep in mind, this is like the channel that's like, you know, allegedly, it's like the kid diddling channel, right? Nickelodeon, even the symbolism kind of interesting with the eye and stuff. A lot of people that work there that have some very shady stuff. You have the right to be seen, heard, and respected as a citizen of the world. Well, tell that to YouTube if you want to try to get your message out about how disgusting all the anti-whiteness is. See how that works out for you. You have the right to... I love these rights. You have the right to a world that is peaceful. You don't have shit. It's like, you don't have shit. This is... You don't have a right to anything. You claim it and you hold it and you take it and you can have it for as long as you can have it and hold it and claim it. But until someone shows up that has a bigger gun than you, you'll be blasted away and that'll be that. These rights thing is just garbage. It's just being used against us. You have the right to be treated with equality regardless of the color of your skin. You have the right to be protected from... And I mean, it's funny, it's like, I don't think anybody disagrees with that or says, you know, but it's this projection thing that's like, as they're doing this, they're actively discriminating against people of European descent, people who are white, people who have white skin. They are the problem in this equation. So they shift it, right? There's a sleight of hand. Oh, this is what's happening, they tell us. And then you realize, actually, it's the opposite of this that's happening. You have the right to be protected from harm, injustice, and hatred. Yeah, at what expense, by the way? Protection, you have the right to be protected. That could be, you're saying if anybody says something that you don't like, someone made mouth noises I don't like, and I think that that's hate, you don't have a right to be subjected to that? That's weird. That's weird, because then you're talking about full-on control at that point. They go on here in the Nickelodeon. You have the right to an education that prepares you to run the world. What? You have the right to an education that prepares you to run the world. I guess globalist education, is that what they're talking about then? an elitist education. You have the right to your opinions and feelings, even if others don't agree with them. Well, that can be looked at two ways now, can it? Yeah, so a lot of these companies, 8 minutes and 48 seconds, they timed everything out. I'm really disappointed that ad, though. Yeah, the woman who posted the video had been deleted. Oh, I deleted her account after being attacked online by a Twitter mob, really. All right, maybe someone has it. We can play it later. Tons of companies here were getting in on this. Here are the companies that support Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and that want you dead. It's about 136, I think, right now. Obviously, don't have time to go through this. Let me dump this in the Restream chat and to the DLive chat. Check out the full thing. We do a quick rundown here. 23andMe, Abbey Road Studios, The Academy, Activision Blizzard, Adidas, Airbnb, Alaska Airlines, Amazon, The American Airlines, Apple Music, AT&T, Atlantic Records, Barnes & Nobles, Bank of America, Bethesda, Ben & Jerry's, Billboard, BMW, Burberry, Capitol Records, Cisco, Citigroup, Condé Nast, Converse, Crunchyroll, Degree, DirecTV, Discord, Disney, Doritos, DoorDash, Duolingo, E-News, 8 Sleep, ESPN, FedEx, Fender. Fucking Fender. All right, that's it. I'm going over to Gibson. Fuck you, Fender. Formula One, Fox, Frosted Mini Wheaties, Funimation, GameSpot, Goldman Sachs. We're fighting the establishment, people. Grindr, Google, GoFundMe, Harry's, HBO, Help Scout, Hershey's, H&M, Hulu, IBM, Indigo, Intel, IKEA, ITV, Kickstarter, Levi's, LinkedIn, L'Oreal Paris, Logitech, Lulumoon, Louis Vuitton, Lyft, Madden NFL, Marvel Entertainment, Mattel, McAfee, Mercedes-Benz, Microsoft, Napster, NASCAR, Netflix, NFL, NHL. NHL is out then too, I guess. Don't watch it much, but screw you guys. Nickelodeon, Nike, Nintendo, Nordstrom, North Face, Old Spice, Paramount Pictures, Paramount Network, Patreon, Polyton, PlayStation, Popeye's Chicken, Porsche, Pringles, Procter & Gamble, Reddit, Red Lobster, Reebok, Reese's, Rice Krispies. Yeah, those cereals. Gotta have those cereals in on the game. F white people, am I right? Fight the power. Salesforce, Sanofi, Scholastic, Sesame Street, Showtime, Slack, Sephora, Skillshare, Snapchat, Sony, Spotify, Stars, Starbucks, Star Wars, Subway, Taco Bell, Target, TBS, Tesco, TikTok, Timberland, Tinder, T-Mobile, Twitch, Twitter, Ubisoft, Uber, United Health Group, Vance, Verizon, Versace, Vivo, Via, Viacom, CBS, Virgin Records, Virta, Viz, Warner Bros. Records, Xbox, YouTube, and the goddamn symbol manufacturer, Siljan. Is that how you say it in English? Siljan, we said in Swedish. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Even a goddamn symbol and drumstick company. Hi-hats, like you're doing hi-hats. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I mean, it's just beyond. It's a new order. A new order. All right, let me do a couple of these here. Draconian Gimp of Death, a diamond. Thank you, Henrik. We need to be our best right now. Yes, I agree. Just lead by example, do things, connect with the networks. We're going to start doing more on this here, but essentially, the Urania is a very good model, and it needs to be set up now. Preferably, you know, we started with two families back in the 90s in South Africa. And now they're very successful. It's orderly. They have things, and that's a good template. Might not work everywhere exactly like that, etc. There's other things and adjustments, but essentially, you know, get together with good people, because it's always what you see in this footage. It's always the same. It's always the single white guy, right? If he's lucky, he has a brother. Maybe, but the cousin moved away. You know, he doesn't have a gang. There's no posse of around the white guy. White people need a group. Men, boys, dudes. They need a group around them. At the same time, look at what happens. Right? Why do you think as many issues as Proud Boys have? Why do you think they were targeted so hard? Because that's exactly that. I'm not saying that that's an ideal structure or the leadership there, whatever. Although the thought is good, right? Didn't they have a cereal thing? You have to name five cereals or something? They could get in on this woke stuff with Rice Krispies done, I guess, huh? George Bush, an outer party president, was abhorred in his time. Is generally considered a bad president. But with one simple life hack, bending the knee, he was able to rehabilitate his image to the party. Impressive. Yeah, statement by President George W. Bush, right? Joining in on this. Woke Capital on Twitter, following a lot of this. I already gave you some of the company names, but they, you know, for the blackout stuff. Unbelievable, this stuff. Unbelievable. USA Today published an article encouraging donations to funds created to bail people arrested for participating in these riots out of jail. That is, the newspaper is aiding and abetting what is basically an insurrection. Cracking down on Antifa is not going far enough. This is talking about Operation Mockingbird. USA Today, if you're looking to get involved outside of organized in person, here's a list of ways you can take action from home. Donate money to people so they can get right back out on the street again and protest, right? All right, we played this in Weekend Warriors. You might have seen it, but check this out. Very telling, very interesting. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
That treatment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same
murder.
And what I love about this man, what I love about this city is that they want people of color to be talked about as being thugs and we're bums. And my people, as an immigrant, we're rapists. We know what? We built this country.
Yeah.
We got news for them. Yeah. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere. Yeah. The ship has sailed.
Yeah.
So if you've got hate in your heart for people of color, get over it.
Yeah.
Because this city is a minority majority city.
Yeah.
And this city is a city where blacks and whites and browns and legal and illegal all get together because we judge each other by the content of our hearts.
All right, so remember that. Blacks and browns and legals and illegals and everything, illegals, come together like, okay, fine, great, right? No, let's hear the rest.
So I am angry.
Yes.
I'm angry.
Yes.
I'm angry because people don't understand. Well, why are black people so mad?
Yes.
We had a little old lady stabbed by a crazy man in that Austin-involved shooting that stabbed that old lady. And I had a press conference. And I was angry. You might have seen it.
What about the people being white people being lynched in the streets? Dallas, in fact, close to Houston, right down by you there. You got to talk about that case? Just being beaten to death right in front of everybody, stomped on, his pelvis crushed and his neck broken and bad. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't matter to these people. They don't talk about this. They don't
Stan,
care.
I was angry because I looked at that video and I saw my mama's face.
Yeah.
And when a black man, I may not be black, but I'm God's child.
Yeah.
I saw that man calling out for his mama. I thought about my mama.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Thinking is, he must be seeing her already in the street.
Yes, he was transitioning.
They're not letting her come.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you, we will march as a department with everybody in this community. I will march until I can't stand no more. But I will not, like truth said, I will not allow anyone to tear down the city.
Amen.
Because this is our city.
We don't have to do
that. Pay close attention.
Yes.
Because these little white guys with their skateboards are the ones that started all the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You better speak.
Little white guys with their skateboards are the ones that started all the shit. Because this is our city.
We don't have to do
that. Pay close attention.
Yes.
Because these little white guys with their skateboards are the ones that started all the shit. This is our city.
We don't have to do that.
Pay close attention.
Yes.
Because these little white guys with their skateboards are the ones that started all the shit.
Yep. You can do that. A few minutes later, on this one too, it's like black, white, brown, illegal, all worlds get together, and also those white guys on their skateboards that started all this shit. There's a police chief. It's a police chief. Houston police chief. Can you imagine living under this? Can you imagine? And again, this goes unchecked. Can you imagine if a white police chief in any city had said something like this? Would have been CNN right now. In a stunning development, our office has learned that every single one of the St. Louis looters and rioters were released back onto the street by local prosecutor Kim Gardner. And they included a little bit of a video here. What is this? I mean, this is just anarchy. This is just total mayhem. And the cops are backing down. And then the people that are trying to, you know, Trump putting pressure and like, you know, the support of that majority of Americans, like they want a crackdown. They want this to cease and end essentially any means necessary, right? Because this is just violence out of control. Right, the gangs are taking over. There's, you know, we have that issue of a lot of the Hispanics, especially in, of course, in California. They're targeting blacks and kicking them out of their neighborhoods. They're chasing them off, shooting them, beating them up and stuff like that. Don't have the footage of that today. I didn't line that up. But that's been happening. A lot of things like that. In other words, racial strife within other groups is not just always, you know, white against non-whites or whatever the thing that they're, you know, pushing here. But there's other groups too. Once whites are out of the picture, do you think it's going to be a kumbaya fest for all these other racial? No, then the battle begins on that front. All right, well, we're going to take you out now, kind of thing, right? So this is pretty incredible. Look at this, New York here. Have you ever watched the violent crime wave in Gotham in the movie Batman? This is New York City's version, but it's real. Let's check this out.
Yo, look at this shit. Oh my God. Wow. Yo.
Look at this. Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Wow. I mean, that's just some, just the chaos and all that stuff. Huge ass says on VK, you need a producer, Henrik. Why? Am I doing a bad job? I hope I'm not. I hope you're enjoying the production as well. On top of it. Well, yes. I mean, obviously. We did for a while. It's hard to expand when you're being pushed back everywhere and censored and banned from processors and stuff like that. We do the best we can, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Hugh. Okay, so de Blasio says here, only protest gatherings okay due to 400 years of American racism. New York City Mayor de Blasio say he's allowing protesters to violate the pandemic shutdown due to 400 years of American racism. All right, we covered this in a while back. The real virus is white supremacy. Even when COVID was raging, we talked about that, and that's essentially what it's shifted into now. The bigger issue. It means two things. It means either the COVID thing was not serious. It's only two ways about this, right? Either it was a fraud, it was a lie, because now something more important has come along and they just jump on that. Or it means that they want the people that are protesting to die or something, right? Because everybody would die if they, you know, don't wear masks and not social distance. That's what we're told, right? That's what it was. These people were murderous, the people that were out protesting the lockdown, remember? Just a couple of weeks ago now. It just feels like months ago. So now they're allowing it. Now it's fine. Family devastated after a mom-and-pop pharmacy in the Bronx was destroyed Tuesday morning. We usually don't see footage inside of these stores, but look at this here. See what happened. We've got full screen here. It said here, it was like Christmas morning. Pharmacy. Get your pills. You know, of course, get the money, get the register, all that stuff. Tell me this is about George Floyd, right? We have people that are trying to justify it, though. I actually have a clip of that Mark Lamont Hill talking about how this is a highly organized political movement here. I'm serious. That's what he actually says. I'll try to get that to maybe right in the end here before we wrap up. But I do have some of the footage from Europe I want to get to Sweden. But you get the idea. They just ransack these places. No one knows who these people are, who owns it. Let me get to these here. Yeah, here is actually that one. Okay, let's do that now. Let's play a little bit of this, and then I want to get to the clips from Sweden and Ireland and stuff like that too, the protests there. And we'll see how quickly it goes when they turn violent or whatever. But listen to the, of all the things that we've seen, the whole thing, keep all these things in mind of what we've witnessed, and now watch the miracle of how you, just with wordplay and legalese, can say, actually, you know what, this is a highly organized political movement that is seeking to make a very important point.
I do want to bring in professor, activist, and author Mark Lamont Hill. Mark, you've been stressing the point that these demonstrations are not riots. You said that on May 28th on The Griot. I invite our viewers to watch you to hear your full essay. I wonder now, after last night and some of the things we saw throughout today, especially in places like Philadelphia and Los Angeles, do you still feel the same way?
I do. I think the language of riot takes away the political undertone of these actions. We can make our own judgments about whether or not people should do them or not, but I want to be very clear that this isn't random violence and random theft. This is right. A political statement that is a set of coordinated activities around the country made by people who are exhausted.
Do I have it up still? There, here we go. Let me do this. You can get the full twist of this here. Let's do this. Let's listen to that line again, and we'll play the other footage.
We can make our own judgments about whether or not people should do them or not, but I want to be very clear that this isn't random violence and random theft. This is a political statement that is a set of coordinated activities around the country made by people who are exhausted by the state. They're exhausted from everything from COVID-19 to the most recent string of killings and deaths. And so by using the language of rebellion rather than riot, we're able to really get set our sights on what's actually happening here.
So explain something to me, Mark, because we've seen some bad actors in this, and they are white, they are black, they are Hispanic.
What we saw there, folks, it's a highly organized political movement, right? Right there, right this guy here. They're angry, they're upset about COVID. He's justifying the murder, the blatant murder of white people right in front of everybody's faces, being filmed, being put out there on social media. No recognition that this is wrong. Nothing. From Vaush to these professors at these universities, these cultural Marxists, these communists. This is how heartless and just ruthless these people are. Unbelievable.
By the state. They're exhausted from everything from COVID-19 to the most recent string of killings and deaths. And so by using the language of rebellion rather than riot, we're able to really get set our sights on what's actually happening here.
So explain something to me, Mark, because we've seen some bad actors in this, and they are white.
They're white. You know, we've seen some bad white actors here. You got to mention the first, right?
And they are white. They are black. They are Hispanic. And we have seen scenes of them stealing televisions, stealing skateboards, stealing sneakers.
But not killing people. Let's not talk about that. You're telling me these news organizations, I can find this clip in 5 minutes. Telling me all these researchers from ABC News, CBN, MSNBC, Fox News, all these, you know, CNN, they don't know that this has happened. They don't know that. No, they're liars. And they're keeping this away from you intentionally so that this will continue.
We've seen a woman steal a cheesecake from a cheesecake factory.
I mean, sure, that was funny, whatever, but like that's an example worth bringing out in comparison to the brutality and the murder that we've seen?
And they are white, they are black, they are Hispanic, and we have seen scenes of them stealing televisions, stealing skateboards, stealing sneakers. We've seen a woman steal a cheesecake from a cheesecake factory. What does that have to do with George Floyd's death?
So I think, one, we could look in any mass sea of actions and find people who make choices that we might find undesirable, or we'd rather make a different choice than they would. But the point of the rebellion, the point even of damaging property, is a form of scarring public tissue. It's a way of taking something that is ordinary, and sadly, black death is ordinary in this country,
making it unusual, creating a spectacle around it. The very fact that the whole country is going up in flames right now says that it contradicts your very point that you're making. This hasn't happened in a long time, and then eventually happens. Two cases right after each other. Boom, boom. Ahmaud Arbery and then George Floyd, right? And what happened in the wake of this? Massive riots. The whole... In fact, there was such a transformation that the whole 2-3 months prior of this most deadly pandemic in the history of the world and spread it further was upended, uprooted, walked away from it like nothing has happened to prioritize this very event, right? It's completely the opposite. The fact that these other people that we've shown footage from today that have been beaten to death by mobs, the fact that their lives are not lifted out means that that's ordinary. No one cares about that. No one talks about that. No one highlights that. It doesn't mean anything. These white people are disposable. They're useless. No one cares, right?
The rebellion, the point even of damaging property is a form of scarring public tissue. It's a way of taking something that is ordinary, and sadly, black death is ordinary in this country, and making it unusual, creating a spectacle around it, drawing attention to it. And many activists feel that if they...
Again, if that was the only thing that we saw, that it was only protesters and not the whole, like, the banking sphere, every big major tech company, most of the politicians and stuff out there lining up with this in solidarity with these rioters and killers and crazy looters and maniacs, then you might have been able to argue that from a little bit of a different perspective. But the fact that you do have all those massive, influential, powerful, wealthy groups, individuals and organizations on your side contradicts absolutely what he just said.
March, if they have marathons, if they hashtag, if they do all of these things, the nation doesn't notice. It's only when property is damaged, it's only when other people begin to feel the level of discomfort that black people feel that they get attention. So when you see someone breaking a store window or you see someone spray painting on a wall, it's not that the actual wall of the particular store is the point. It's the bigger political project. To be very clear, I'm not saying that we should be breaking and stealing people's cheesecakes. I'm not saying we should destroy businesses in our own neighborhoods.
What about killing people? Should we do that? Is that okay? Scarring public tissue. It's amazing how they just can find some way of spin. These snakes find some way of spinning this in some way that is like, hey, you know what? He's right. That sounds pretty good. I think I get it now. It's okay. Yeah, that guy totally just deserves getting what he got. Frankly, absolutely, it's okay. It's okay to take the cheesecake. It's okay to bash in this guy's head. Right? No problem. Let me get to those. I gotta move forward here a little bit. And actually, in fact, too, as someone brought it up, too, but like, was it Chicago had, you know, people bring this up all the time, but like, more deaths than ever. More deaths than ever, like 22 killed and 80 something were shot at or they were injured by gunfire or something. And this weekend was the highest recorded crime wave violence in Chicago. That's not really lifted out. That's why it's not about George Floyd. It's not about the criminality or that black people die. If it was, they would have highlighted all these things. They highlight one scenario because it can be used as an anti-white sledgehammer. Even David Dorn, right? We covered that. David Dorn, the retired St. Louis police captain, died protecting friends' store during night of violent protesters, widow said. This was going around as well. He was shot point blank range. I'm not laughing at this. It was just, I can't pronounce it. But yeah, you might have seen this. For TVs, the guy even mentioned this here. So for some damn TVs.
Come on, OG. Stay with me. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Stay with me. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG. Over some TVs, cuz. Come on, cuz. Come on, man. We better than this, cuz. Over TV, cuz. Over TV, pop them, cuz. He gone, bro.
So how do you nestle out of Mark Lamont Hill's argument here that this is about scarring public tissue when they're literally murdering an ex-police captain, a retired police captain, for some TVs? It doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't make sense. He was a black trans person. Was violently attacked. Someone said that there was someone dented a car or something, and that's why this person was attacked. But it's like these people's lives don't matter, right? This person was being beaten up and stuff like that. Yeah, so another one. Someone's sister was murdered. Here's the article I was thinking about before. Yeah, 82 shot, 22 killed in the most violent weekend of the year during riots slash protests in Chicago. Do they care about this? No, of course they don't. Protesters taunt a female officer injured on the pavement. They're laughing at these people. They think it's funny. I need to pull these up here. I thought I had them up. Actually, I don't. Let me open these up real quick, guys. And then we'll look at those. We're going to wrap up with that here because we've gone a little bit past the hour. I appreciate everyone staying with us here. But I do want to get to those from Sweden and, you know, riots in Spain and stuff like that. Let me see here. I thought I opened those. That's weird. I thought, let me just find that in the doc here. Swedish police, here we go, goes down on their knees. Record sales, of course, of guns here, which is very interesting. Police go down on their knees at this USA, anti-USA protest. Sweden. Look at the sign there too. White silence is violence. It says on this blonde woman's sign, the cop here. And look now when the initiation happens. I think it was Andrew Robert Almgren said on Twitter a reply. I think it was a reply to this tweet. He said, I've been studying religious cults and actually this the love bombing sequence that comes after you have in a way surrendered or admitted or you've been initiated into a new cult or whatever. Which this is, the love bombing begins because it's a way of actually anchoring you in the fact that you have been initiated and accepted in the movement. That's what I'm talking about before, that these people actually feel good. They get endorphins, releases of endorphins when they do this. And like they yes, I'm guilty, and like but I've also let that go, and whatever you want me to do, you are right. I'm part of an evil, you know, establishment or, you know, whatever, right? Look at how she's crying here now, coming up. Look at this, the hugging. Welcome, sister, to the cult. Welcome. We're so glad to have you. Isn't this nice? Look at this, a big group hug at the end, right? And then juxtapose that with all the anti-white stuff we see. But this is Sweden, guys. This is Sweden. What is happening here? What is this about? Why in Sweden? Like, and there was other things. We pulled those up here, too. Yeah, so there's starting of, like, riots there now, too. Police had to control a crowd on Sergels Torg in Stockholm. Look at this here. You get ready. Pretty good toss there. Oh, this is other stuff here too. Check this out. Now, Expo is basically, it's kind of like Sweden's SPLC or ADL, or whatever you want to call it, where one of the higher ups within that organization says, I have started to feel that I despise whites. Right. And it's only this again. I was like, we're Swedish. It's like, it's fine. They just see us as white. I understand that kind of thing. But it's like there's no nuance with these people. It doesn't matter if it's in the US or if it's in Sweden, Northern Europe, Scandinavia. They're white. You are white. You guys are the problem. You're the enemy. Bilan Osman, a far left extremist, head of high up in Expo, this organization. They've done a lot of things to try to target red eyes and call us haters and bigots and anti-Semites and racists and all this bullshit, right? Same garbage. She says she's tired she's tired of white people. She wrote on Facebook that has now, afterwards, of course, was reported, it was removed because of content that was hateful or whatever. I'm surprised they even did that. But these number of other cases that have popped up too. We've talked about this in the No Go Zone, no go zone shows, especially all the humiliation crime of Swedish people and stuff like that, Swedish teenagers and stuff like that. Nothing which is highly, you know, usually highlighted in that regard too. Here's rioters in Spain, some other European countries where this is coming to. Look at this. Spain. So I'm saying, as the African population skyrockets and projected to be, what was the projection again at the end of 2100? 10 billion, was it? I had the statistics. It's something like crazy like that. And as mass migrations begin to happen from sub-Saharan Africa into most of the West, this is the game plan. This is how things are going to start to look like from now on. When the numbers grow, That's what happens. Montreal, this is, I think it's more, that's actually a combination of things, right? They break into, I think it's a guitar center or some kind of music store. Look at this one. Yeah, Montreal, Canada, right? It's like, wait a minute, it's spreading everywhere, spreading globally. And of course, it's Antifa is kind of weaved into this as well, but primarily it's a racial grievance group here. Californian storefronts raided. Just a quick scan of this here. This is justice for George Floyd, scarring the public tissue. That's what it's about. And then of course you add on the murders to it, that makes it even worse. Everything destroyed, looted, robbed, taken. GameStop. Get your games on, right? It's just such bullshit, right? All right, I think I'm going to end with this. I've been over time a little bit. Oh, you got to log in. Well, I've been banned from Facebook, so I can't do that. Let me see if I can open it in incognito. It was a video from, I think it was Quarter Lane, Idaho, I believe it was. Let me see if I can pull that up here. We can end with that, which showed a bit of the flip side when armed, very well-behaved white people get together. No, I got to log in. That's bullshit. I saw it earlier. Maybe if it's up somewhere else. Let me see if I can find it real quick. We should end with that. Quarter Lane, Idaho, tests, riots. Let's see if there's anyone that reposted that. Here it is actually. Okay, good. Okay, check this out. So this is how it looks in some areas where it's with that despicable whiteness, right? Too many white people. I'm sickened of this. I can't believe there are this many white people here. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, nonviolent protest, no rioting, no looting, George Floyd.
On town, if you guys are thinking about coming to Coeur d'Alene to riot, loot, you better fucking think again, because we ain't having it over here. What's up, dude? I'm telling you, we ain't having it.
And there's like a, you know,
you ain't gonna come in our fucking town,
one per thousand, which is, you know, diversity, but it's just, I mean, the majority is like 95% white.
All right, we're right here downtown. Everybody's out, strapped. I guess there's this big rumor that people from Spokane are going to come out here and act up and try to riot.
All right.
But that shit ain't going to happen.
So he walks around for quite a while.
I'll just walk around and I'll show you how serious these guys are. You got a lot of people out here. Strapped up.
Let's skip forward a bit here. Horrible. Horrible white societies. With this majority white guys. Despicable. You see all those mess? It's kind of funny in a way, right? This is what the elites are so afraid of, I guess. Well-armed white guys standing around protecting their friends, neighbors, families, property. Anyway, you get the idea. I thought I'd leave you with that, just as an example of like that there's a good aspect to this, like the people are aware, they're awakening to what it is that's happening and all this bullshit, and there are still good communities around. We can still create more of these communities. We can flee from these zombie zones where all this stuff is happening. Set up, essentially a parallel society that is taking care of our own and doing the things which our representatives were supposed to do, politicians, all that stuff. That's what's going to be the next process in that. I don't know, some have already begun, some have not begun on that front. Some will just start planning for that now when these kinds of things happen. You know, none of this is to say that it's too late, we've lost all of it, but in the current constellation as America is, and with all the current with the cities and stuff, yeah, I think that's over. I think that's just going to go downhill from here. America is in its current form is not going to be saved in that way. I think you'll see more balkanization, separation, voluntary segregation, that people, you know, find their place essentially, because throughout history, the multicultural experiments and the now in the, which is being enforced in the West, is not going to succeed, and that will slowly dawn on people. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing. That's not bad. It's not evil. It's not wicked. It doesn't mean you have to hate other people. It doesn't mean you can't trade with other nations. It doesn't mean you can't travel and visit. No, it's none of that. But this bullshit that's going on with this open air experiment in every Western country right now is just going to get worse and worse and worse. And now, as we've seen, it's spreading to Europe, and I think that it's going to also turn increasingly violent there. In many regards, it already is. These no-go zones in Sweden and Germany and France and stuff like that, but you'll see these areas will begin to expand, and these protests will begin to come, you know, into suburb areas, into areas where there's majority white people and stuff like that, too. All right, guys, let me just double-check, make sure there's nothing else here. I appreciate you joining us today. Very good to have you with us. Thank you so much to everybody. Really appreciate it. It's good to see you all. Hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, prepared. Don't be black-pilled. There's no point in that. That doesn't do any good. It's important to be positive, be a good role model, work on things that promote things that do work. There are ways out of these situations. Let me do a couple more of these on DLive here. DesiMark 13. Donuts of Diamond says it's about killing Whitey and destruction. The destruction part is important because it's, you know, they promise a utopia and we're going to build things and it's going to be great and all that stuff. But the reality is, it's always been about the deconstruction. It's about the ruining of Western civilization, of European people, whatever the nations that they have. That's the problem. That's what has to be removed. They're too unpredictable. It's too much of a ruly crowd. And look what happens when they get too many of them. Then it's all orderly and peaceful, and they're all armed and very concerned. The elites can't have that. No, they need to be removed and need to be blended out, and making sure that they're fighting tremendously, you know, internally amongst each other, not only between the different ethnic groups in these areas when the elites have brought them in and opened their borders, but also between the white people who are now pro-open borders versus anti-open borders, you know, Antifa versus right-winger and this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, these people don't care what political affiliation you have, how much money you have. Your skin is your uniform, and as baseline dumbed down in a way that is, in the sense that it's obviously so much more behind that. It's not just about the skin color. So there are many other aspects to differences, cultural nuances, temperaments, all this stuff, differences of culture and stuff. We're living in a dumbed down area, a bunch of idiots everywhere, and so they just see the lowest common denominator, and they see you as white. And maybe if they can get you to jump through hoops through a little bit of a time, they might leave you alone. But eventually, that's not going to work. That's my take on this. White Messiah donates a diamond and says, who brought these blacks here to be abused? Well, it's interesting when you think of, you know, that a lot of people talk about the injustices and, you know, stuff like that. But there's still a lot of people coming from, like, third world countries and sub-Saharan Africa, Middle East and stuff like that, to supposedly come and being oppressed by evil white people in our countries. It's remarkable. Thank you, White Messiah. I appreciate that. Pierce 777, good to see you, man. Two diamonds in a row, thank you. Last one has a message. It says, sign language weirdos at press conferences now. Yeah, I didn't tune into any live stuff. We'll actually cover that. We have a couple of videos here we're going to get tomorrow, shorter green screen, and then we'll be back Friday. We're going to see what happens the next couple of days and probably cover some more stuff live. Appreciate the Pierce 777. I'm going to wrap up here. So we won't have time to go over to any live coverage right now. Draconian Gimp of Death donates at Dom and say, hey, just wondering if you received my letter. I will take a look. We probably have. We'll forward the box, and I'm sure it's in that batch. I'll keep an eye out for it. Thank you, though, for sending it. Really appreciate it. We do have a P.O. box down below if you want to send something. Appreciate that. White Messiah Diamond says, come Africa. Be abused with our cousin, with your cousins. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how dumb it is, right? Johnny Neurotic, Diamond says, so many red pills. Yeah, I think it is at the end, frankly, as bad as it looks. All right, I think that's it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Really appreciate it. Great to have you with us today. We're going to wrap up right there. Good to see you all. Stay safe. Stay brave. Keep fighting. Spread the word. If you want to help Red Eyes out, get a membership. Another great way is to share the links to our shows, share videos that we do, stuff like that. Get it out. Get it on Facebook and up on social media. It helps us to kind of get out a little bit more, spread the word and stuff like that too. And we do need that because it was hard to work uphill when you're a band and stuff like that. So we do appreciate that and your help. DC Chain, I'm going to open the chest here too, guys. DC Chain donates a diamond and says, been watching you since the days with Michael Cesarian was on. Really, this is also a long timer. I appreciate that. That's cool to hear. I do appreciate that there's some people that have been with us for a while. All right, chest time. It's a DLive box time. That's what's coming up. So we're waiting for that, and then we'll wrap up as soon as that has been distributed. So heads up on Lemons over on DLive. Really appreciate it. We'll be back. Well, tomorrow we have some videos that are going to go up first on redicemembers.com. Obviously, it premieres there first. Then it go up on redice.tv and our BitChute channel, VK, all that kind of good stuff. And then after that, on Friday, of course, be back with the Flashback Friday, as usual, 5 p.m. Eastern. Just waiting to confirm that the lemons have been distributed. Yes, there we go. 5 lucky followers here. Number 1, Purist 777. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Mr. Noseberg, number 2. Appreciate it, too. Great mod. Thank you. White TV, White Ice TV, 14 Reasons, number 3. Good to see you as well. I see you often in the chat. Star Pilot, number 4. Thank you. And 250 at number 5. Like, all right. That's what I should say. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Take care. Until then, stay strong. See you next time.